community that the place may not be as safe as what our fears were telling us. So it was overruling our own strategies to see whether we were missing something in amongst that. So the first part was high visibility policing, getting our officers out in amongst, particularly the areas of where a lot of population will gather. You may have seen a lot of those engagements happening at Garden City, Sunnybank Plaza, the Sunnybank shopping centres, in around the hospitals. And as the inspector said, we also did a lot more engagement around the railway platforms. And also, whilst we were doing traffic type duties, we were handing out information and talking to people about safety. But this part of the operation was so people would see their police more often, because once we're out there and actually doing the work, people don't actually physically see us doing it. So when you put police on horses, they're a lot more visible than just walking around. Part of that visibility strategy as well, the deployment part was also, this operation rolls into another operation called Operation Interjump, that was born out of Operation Romeo Airtight. So the point of that operation was all the other policing districts that surround South Brisbane, every morning now we meet, we have a Skype meeting and look at high risk or high harm offenders who may be currently doing crime, and addressing those people immediately. There was a little bit of lag in the way we were doing business beforehand, and that's one of the things that came out of our overview, that probably we needed some coordination every 24 hours to be able to identify these people and identify a unit that would be the lead unit on task to bring those offenders to justice. And that has been extremely effective. So the other part was our media strategy, because as you'll probably know as business people, as much as you'll be doing a lot of good things in the background, it doesn't really matter unless people know about it. So the media strategy was actually getting out and telling people more about what we were doing, utilising a lot more of the social media platforms and our blogs. And probably some of those better little comments up there. We were putting that more of a messaging out, particularly about the police in South Brisbane. What we were doing, we were using Snapchat as part of those pop-ups at Garden City and the Sunnybank Shopping Centres and that, and that has been really effective for us. The other part that was effective as well is utilising and getting the message to the communities out here, utilising the WeChat platform, and again extending that message further than our probably traditional ways of sending things out there, and getting the message to the community that we're actually pointed to about what we're doing. The other part was, as stated before, was the community engagement. There was a lot put in place by our DCPC and CCLOs. Engaging, we probably were seeing this a lot of the shopping centres, but we went further, as stated before, using, even in our, when we do our enforcement part of things, or RBTs, even up to last week, we were still sending that messaging out about safety, personal safety, road safety, safety inside the homes. So you would have seen a lot of that happening in shopping centres, and that was quite effective. So over the time Operation Romeo Airtight's been running, statistically, and everyone loves their stats, so we've received prosecutions on 521 people on 1,258 charges. We've street checked 1,412 people, we've issued 3,828 infringement notices, and conducted 9,135 RBTs, and the last one is a few people got themselves right on infringement notices as well, for different reasons.
That one. Yes. Trying to read your space. Yes.
Maybe that's a bit more than
that. I was just about to point that. Yeah. So part of the overview is actually looking at the traditional policing initiatives and operations that have been conducted in South Brisbane District and to see whether they've been effective or not. What we were finding is the police in South Brisbane District, because just in some of my history, I'm a Logan police officer, so I'm coming from outside to do this, so they're not using one of their own to overview this. It's actually been quite effective. You can see here the figures from 17-18, the blue figures there, in all categories, unlawful use, unlawful entry, that would be your houses, shops, that's dwellings, robberies, and assaults. All of the offences are trending down. The offences here where you can see 2018-19 being higher than the year before, that are actually drugs and good order offences. You actually want those offences to indicate higher because that means those offences are detected by police proactively policing. So when those offences there are higher, that means your police are pinching more people than they did the year before. You don't want them actually to be lower. So what you're seeing is even though there is a negative message going out there, it's probably not based on a lot of fact, because in reality the crime statistics are coming down. Over here, I know this looks a bit of a mishmash, sorry about that, but over here these statistics show the actual offences that have occurred each year and our projected, and over here you can see the projected changes that the Queensland Police Service believe will come down. Yeah, and we're believing that there will be a negative 12% drop in robberies, a 30% drop, almost a 30% drop in unlawful entry to houses, and almost another 20% drop in unlawful use. So we're looking pretty good as things go. So that's it so far in a nutshell. That's the operation. It's still got, about 3 months to go.
Yeah, it's looking to go to the end of the year.
Yeah.
So that we get a clear picture of what the infecting and fear up is. But certainly we're still resourcing it as much as possible with all the other operations. We are putting the time and effort into it. Simon also mentioned we have another operation running on the side that you may have seen called Wake Up. And Wake Up is very much an all-over South Brisbane operation, whereas Integer is a southeast Queensland operation, because we're realising that a lot of our offenders are coming from outside of the Brisbane area. So they're coming from Ipswich, from Logan, from the Gold Coast. And the reason they come here is they specifically target high-end areas. It's not just us. It's not just Sunnybank. They're targeting Ascot. They're going to Clayfield. They're going to those areas. But if we get the message out there and say to our community in Sunnybank Hills, Calabar, if you lock your house, difficult for the criminals to break into your house. So that's what we want. We want to make it as difficult as possible. Please look at your neighbour's house, see and report anything that's suspicious. These are the messages we're getting on all our media, all our pop-ups and those sorts of things. And we will keep going with this certainly to the end of the year. Then we will review it to make sure we're on the right track and we're targeting the right people, the right places, the right times, the right days of the week. We're doing things on an intelligence basis. We're doing things on an evidence-based proposition, not just let's go out on Saturday night because we know Saturday night's busy. Well, sometimes it's not. And we need to target the times that we are seeing crimes being committed. We know people are travelling, those sorts of things. So at the moment, we have a good news story. We have the data to say that we are we are responding well with our initiatives, with the community, speaking to the community, our safety presentations, engaging with the CCC, having them speak to the community members as well, that things are working at the moment. So we still see some negative media reports coming out, and particularly it's on just social media. At the moment, we've seen that there are still some sectors of the community that put out negative messages, and we would like to implore you, we'd like to ask you to make sure when you speak to your community members that you are telling them you've seen the figures firsthand and they are coming down. And if there are community meetings you'd like us to attend and give these presentations, we're very, very happy to do that. We are your police, you tell us what you want. So we're very happy to come out and do those presentations for you and answer any questions that the community may have. We want to give a voice to the people who don't say very much, who accept the stories they hear. We want to give them a voice so that they can ask their police what we are doing for them. So please take this advantage and get a thumbs up.
So thank you, Simon, and to the Queensland Police for doing such a wonderful job. Just for the stats, have you guys considered giving an interim report where, as per your point about going around on social media and combating some of those rumours, whether the police can actually push by articles both in Chinese and English, that we can then just pass on and distribute, rather than us taking a slant on what you guys have been, the great work you guys have been doing, and that people doubt our authority and our authenticity. But if you're coming from the Queensland Police, we can forward it on, and we can't argue. They can't argue with us. That's fine.
That's exactly what we're leading to. With the platform of WeChat, and that is translating some of the messaging we're putting out there onto WeChat. There is a public Queensland Police statistics mapping that anyone can access that gets up statistics at any time. Some of the problem, though, with people analysing statistics purely from the Queensland Police side on that is, unless you know how those statistics are put together, it's not really giving a good picture of what's going on. For example, if you have an area such as Sunnybank, that includes 3 major shopping centres, 2 hospitals, they are going to indicate larger areas of crime because they're major population areas. But so they'll light up on those mappings. Though the surrounding areas probably aren't suffering that much crime, it's just about shopping centres up. But the statistics will show that there's probably a problem when the reality is, and I can quite honestly tell you this unequivocally, that the area that we're discussing here is one of my safest areas of Brisbane, particularly with the surrounding areas around it. I know that anecdotally that may not be the case, but I can tell you the statistics are almost my thing daily, is analysing these statistics. And I can tell you, my substantive job as the officer in charge of Hogan Central, so I definitely know operational policing well, that you have a very sound platform of policing and strategies going on here in Australia Central. Yeah.
I think what Johnson's asking is whatever you just said in the last 2 minutes, to translate that as far as because we're battling with people, warriors out there. And then they'll spin whatever thing that they want to get, whatever thing that they're politically motivated to do. And the problem is that the other amateur people, warriors, want to combat those truths, those fake news, but we have nothing to base it on. So whatever you just said, we love to have it.
So you feel like you said that. A direct computer problem.
Yes.
The analyze the people who need to say that the crash came down because I was talking to you earlier. So I understood that well. law, right? Like bring them into this place. But they won't come from that office. Okay. Having said that, my congratulations to this world. Good job this year. The crime has definitely came down. Mark, you know that. And talking about Mark has a safety video.
Okay.
Pointed out the market a little bit more. The previous thing we've already had undone, I don't know if you know about it or not. Please take that into consideration because there is a lot in there that you can copy. So, bring out a mission. And next, a reported incident. I've had complaints about shopping center shoplifting.
Yes.
What has been happening? And I've heard that they have been from the video game. Or steal and nothing being done, no report back as to what happened to me. So that's been going for the last 2 months. Third, social media, which is more, as you are talking about, we need to get it out there. We've got our own platform, Tim, on the WeChat, but that's not enough. I can tell you, that is not enough. Only 2,000 people. You understand what I'm talking about now? So we need to get onto Luke's feature. I'm talking about he's got 2,000 people following him. So we get him on board, we can get all this out of him. And he won't be spreading it. And for tomorrow, I think, I don't know who is invited here to the media.
Maybe we'll. Come back to it again.
Yeah, okay, now with that, it's too late to invite those two other guys. I mean, to say they are the one that would really want to be there.
We invited them.
Because they are the one that would really help and put this one on them. They say, no, we won't get all these guys. You know, because Luke is the, I can see him as a man for enough. He's going to tell them before. We only got. I don't know how many people. Apart from that, no problem.
Thank you. Sorry, just to finish off and talking about some of the meeting messaging going out there. Channel 7 did a new story on this operation for and the work it was doing in the particular study out there. So, and there's your story. Yes. Just while they're trying to get that, is there any questions before this starts? Is anyone?
Thank you.
But look, all I can say to this group, and thank you very much for the invitation, right? There's some very good, sound police work getting done in your area. You should have confidence that it's actually working. Look, and we very much do, as the inspector pointed out, need that community support because we need people to actually take some ownership of the safety of their environment and themselves and that to help us out in stopping crime happening then. But the propensity of a person being a victim of crime in this area is actually quite low. And we want people to feel safe living and working in amongst this area and not to have this feeling that they're almost walking around the park failure. I'll talk to some people who are really living with this fear, which is just ridiculous, really. So if there's anything else, any questions of me?
Sorry, Tom, by the way, your first time here. Can I just firstly echo Johnson's sentiment that, you know, you guys have done a fantastic job looking at those statistics. My take on it, first of all, is how long is this operation going to go for, given the fact that if you guys decided to stop this operation, would the crime return? That's my first question. And the second question is obviously, has the crime around the area where you conduct this operation has actually gone up in the sense that the crime has been displaced? So the criminals actually knowing that you guys are conducting the operation in this area and they decided to go elsewhere, in which case then I guess it's great for our community that we have a crime reduction, but it's probably not very good for the community outside us having a crime, you know, sort of escalation, I suppose.
I'll address both those points. Okay, your first point in regards to when this operation finishes, will that see a crime increase because we've stopped the operation? So I'll put it in business terms. If you want to increase your output in business, you bring a large amount of resources to increase that output. We were very knowledgeable of that, that we didn't want to do something that we couldn't maintain going past the end date of the operation. So if you want to find efficiencies in your business model, you start looking at the parts that are already there and the resources you have and how you can make better use of what we've got. So realistically, that's what we're doing with Operation Airtight. We haven't increased our resource base by bringing in all these resources that we can't sustain. What we've done is made changes to the way we do business to better our output and our effectiveness and efficiency.
So you can carry this operation indefinitely?
So what we're doing is actually using strategies now, and that's why I said the operation is part overview, because we're overviewing our business to build a model that is a business as usual that we can carry on afterwards. And I'm most definitely, because again, coming from Logan, a small amount of resource deal with big problems, I can definitely tell you that the last thing I wanted to do when this was presented to me as an operation is do something we couldn't say, hand on heart, we can maintain this afterwards. Your second thing in regards to displacing crime, crime's extremely opportunistic. So a offender will walk past, say, oh, gee, that's a nice watch, give me a watch. So it doesn't particularly make plans. Criminals don't make plans. They're not masterminds. They're stupid, really. So studies and statistics will tell you, research will tell you that people believe if you stop crime here, it displaces. They don't have that much motivation. It's not like us. If I'm not getting fed here, I'll go over there. They don't. They're too lazy. So what they'll do is if you stop crime there, it's like a wounded animal. It just stops. So the crime displacement is not actually if reality is actually, if you stamp on crime in an area, it will actually have positive effects to the areas around it. Because your criminal that's been stood on here won't then travel and do crime over there. When they have more freedom, then they will do that. Because if they steal your car here, then what they'll do is they'll go and do crime all around the place. If we're stopping them stealing your car, they can't do crime all around the place.
So crime displacement is a misnomer. It doesn't exist. If you stand on crime in one place, it doesn't transfer.
Okay.
Good. Anything else? Yes.
Just following on your article, it's actually another one TV news reporting, as well as one article from ABC News, where I was standing myself at the BBC for positive reinforcement, but because we don't have the capacity of this forum, we spoke out in our personal capacity, in our public capacity, and it goes to the same sentiment as what you have said to what Tom had said. You know, it is a positive image or a positive decrease of crime that we're seeing out there, but for whatever reason, there are still people out there in the community to say, you know what, it's still very dangerous to play. And a lot of times what we're trying to do is through your effort and through this committee to have a positive reinforcement rather than just, you know, you'll say, I say, they say, you know, where there's remote spread. So that's something that I would like to add to that. And also, I think it goes without saying that crime is not just like, here's the police jobs to do. It's about, you know, community involvement and everybody has for example, locking your doors. It's not like police is out there patrolling because you're not locking your doors. If you can lock your doors and do some personal measures or preventative measures, it is very likely that the crime will decrease over time and over the whole community rather than just, you know, we don't find that police are not doing their job. And whereas I'm leaving my windows, my doors unlocked at night.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Look, it's that type of messaging. It's henny-penny. These people, whoever they're out there making negative messages, if they keep saying, oh, it's bad, oh, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, well, if the world doesn't fall in and it's not bad, sooner or later, they just look like henny-penny saying the sky is falling. So they end up looking foolish. And we're very much sticking to that. We're very aware of the messaging in our district management about sticking to that very short, sharp message that it's a safe community and people should have confidence in the police. That's not saying that crime doesn't happen. Look, that's ridiculous. But what it says is your propensity to be a victim of crime in the area that you're living in is, the message being sent out there is that it's extremely much higher than Australia, and that's just not the case. That's not the case. You're living in one of the safest environments in Queensland. So if there's nothing else, again, thank you very much for the invitation tonight. I'm able to be contacted through the good inspector here. If anyone else wants to discuss any of these issues with me, I'm happy to. Kenny knows where to find me. it's been a pleasure speaking to you all, and again, have confidence in your local police here. They're doing a fantastic job. Okay, thank you very much.
The inspector mentioned about social media and the media in the Chinese community. Can I quickly just report to the committee that the Queensland Police Service is reaching to the Chinese medias in the community as well to host a media morning tea. Tomorrow we are hosting a reception to host these medias, including traditional media like newspapers, radio stations and all that, and as well as online media, on WeChat and all that internet platform to invite to get together to develop direct communications and channel so they can get the correct source for rather than just reporting fake news or exaggerating the situation, you know, that I think can be more aware of. You know, we even have a fake report of assault didn't actually happen, but people reported on the social media and split it around. Community is panicking, so because of that, we're doing morning tea or reception to host. Hopefully, we can work together with the media in our community.
We can have a place to very emotional thing, and we want want to, you know, pass on the positive emotions out to the community, out to all the residents, that, you know, everyone is, the concerns are there, everyone has a concern. However, it's how we treat this concern. If you treat it with positive emotions compared with emotions, it's a great difference. So we always want to all right, follow up, we'll have the QSS WeChat report on here. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Jim Wong. I'm the coordinator of this QSS WeChat group. Thank you for having me tonight. So, I'm just going to use the next couple of minutes to go through our seasonal report. Don't worry, Inspector Mark, I don't have fancy video in this PowerPoint, so you can relax.